talk about the sugya of treifa chaya, treifa ina chaya. Doesn't sound like it should be such a big sugya, but the Meisar comment, we can say it in Yonim of Treifas. Firstly, just a few hours before we get to the real sugya here. Rabban, if you do as a shiloh, as a shaykh machlikis, treifa chaya, treifa ina chaya. Why do they check it out? Why do Chazal check it out to see if it lives or it doesn't live? Says Ramban, that how did they check it out? How did they check it out? And every time they checked it out, they say it's all that it died within your Beis Chodesh. So it's the haraya, the treifa ina chaya. The mishyesh haraya, mishyesh mesira, says Ramban Kabbalah, the treifa chaya, either in a mikra or mikabbalah, that treifa chaya, said it's not a raya. You tested that 10 times, you said 100 times, 1,000 times. It's all about a raya that has to be the metzias. Could be you tested it one more time, then taka will live. It's impossible to be mechiach. That treifa ina chaya could be normal. It's a mesa, but it's not a raya that is always going to die. This is the Ramban. So this is just the Rahaga. This Ramban is a chedu and the ilma yeshivas. We're not shaykh any machlokes metzias. That's what it says. Everyone knows. However you old when you were taught that, not shaykh machlokes metzias. Why is not shaykh machlokes metzias? We don't know, but that's what we were told. Not shaykh machlokes metzias. So the Ramban here basically is saying that, but the Ramban isn't just saying it as a klala. The Ramban's problem with saying machlokes metzias is that you should check it out. Why, if there's machlokes metzias, so why didn't Chazal check it out? So the Ramban didn't have a problem. There's machlokes metzias. Is this taka machlokes metzias? Whether treifa chaya or treifa ina chaya. The problem with that is why didn't Chazal go make an experiment? Says Ramban, the taka made an experiment, but the machlokes was, is that a raya or not a raya? This is more than that. Etzem is charmuch in the Gemara that the need of machlokes of treifa chaya, treifa ina chaya is machlokes metzias. Can a treifa live more than your Beis Chodesh? Similar thing you see in the Rashba. By Rashi and Giranosha, Rashi asks the Machlokes in the Gemara whether Yesh Begidim Reis in Tam or In Begidim Reis in Tam. So back to Rashi, what do you mean? So why don't we check it out? Nafkamina is a gift. Does it give Tam or not? Cook the Gid with do you need Shishim connect the Tam of the Gid or not? So Rashi, why don't we give it to a Goy, to a Kfela, and let the taste tester, let him test out whether, tell us whether a Gid has a Tam or not. So it's not clear exactly what the Rashi answers. The place in the Chayim understand that the Rashi answered is that we did. We gave it to this guy, and we asked him, does it have a tam or not? And he said, it has a tam kolush. So that's machlikis, is tam kolush, call it a tam or not a tam. So maybe the emes of the Rashi, but that machlikis, we call it machlikis in lumbus, where the tam kolush is called a tam or not a tam. But the Rashi didn't have shver, the Rashi in his kasha held, that taka was machlikis in metzis. Either has a tam or doesn't have, we don't know. So the whole problem was like the Ramban said by us, that go test it out. So by treifa we could do some experiment. By Gid Anasha, we can't eat. So you get a guy to test it out. And we see aside from the Ramban, aside the Rashba, that it's not a problem there's machlikas metzias. Whether they have machlikas metzias, no problem mitzad atzmai. Problem is just go check it out. Shamati that someone asked Ramesha Bokhar, asked Ramesha Feinstein, that machlikas talking more in Ksubis, tam mifke pocket or chiburi mechbar. So how to check machlikas metzias? So what I heard is that that Ramesha didn't like the Shaila. Well, she said, you know, he gave him a way to explain that it's not machlokes in lumdus, not a machlokes in metzias. But I hear that it's not chayv from the rishonim by us. It's not a problem. There's a way to check that out. At least there's no way you can check that out, whether dam is mifkad pocket or chiburi michbar. So it could be machlokes in metzias. It's nishkaverlich. So it's not machlokes in metzias. You know, it's not so yeshivish, but the chayv that's mucha chayv from the Ramban and the Rashba that it's shaykh hazazach. That was first aura about that treifa chaya, treifa ina chaya. The second, Rabbi Krieger asked the Reis HaShalir and the Sugya, the main of the Perek. Asked Rabbi Krieger that the Gemara's Medak in the Mishnah, that Kol Shein Kamoya Chaya Treifa, the Reis says the Mishnah goes to Mandomer Treifa ina chaya. Rabbi Krieger, well, what's the Raya? Hare, Vur and Tesis and Kamerita, that even Mandomer Treifa Chaya, but it's called Gavra Ketila, Sofi Lomus Machma Sei Samaka, he lives Shtayim V'Shol Yishonim, but Avari is going to die. So Rami, the Mishnah states, "Oh, to you be Chayish Ksiv Ba'Raisa." Says that it's Ein Chaya. Where is the shear of Yud Beis Chayish? No remez to the shear of Yud Beis Chayish. As they fact a grace of Shaila. Her zet from their kashan a couple other rice this that really the man Omar Treifa Ein Chaya means that it's supposed to die right now. Right now, it's really immediately supposed to die. But she does Rashi and Zvochim Daf Samech. Testament based achsach is that man damar treifa ina chaya that it's metami mechayim. Already right now it has tumas nevil because it's called ina chaya. Tesa sarakachas on Rashi, very shere Rashi, but Rashi holds that it's metami right now. Even if you are not like Rashi and we hold that right now it's still called alive, more that the chayim treifa ina chaya means that it's supposed to die right now. Where am I coming from? Rashi just Rebbe later on is that a treifa only will live 30 days, won't live more than 30 days. So we got to hold your base chayder. This is Ashita. And there's machlekes b'sham b'silah by kolshina by chisarn b'sher v'gugoylets. That is it kol shei rotam in a chayv yomus, or is it a shir? In fact, that says a rush in Eir and Dav Zayin. What does it mean kol shei rotam in a chayv yomus? That's what the treif is. Treif means that you rotam in a chayv yomus. Does mean treif? It's gonna cause misa. So what? How is the b'sham says that rush and kol shei rotam in a chayv yomus? How does that say not a shir? That's all treifas are kol shei rotam in a chayv yomus. Says to Yisarosh, the Shir Beishamai by Chisorn Bechad of the Gugoyles means that Yinotam Elchav Yomus Miyat. That means Miyat this minute. It means Gleich, it's about to die. The Shir Beisil is a smaller Chisorn, and as a Chisorn, it's not Mesa Miyat. And if he Beishamai, the gather of Tarfus, means as a Makar, there's going to cause Mesa Miyat. That's called Yinotam Elchav Yomus Gleich. That's Shadam Beishamai. Beisilo is more machmir and tarfus, and even if it's not going to cause mitzvah right away, that's also called a tarfus. So we brought a raya from Beisham, we brought a raya from Rebbe, but the chare l'didan that is Yud Beis Chodesh. Chare this nishnase, tzaka, it's shir Yud Beis Chodesh. So Yud Kager is really mim'oyrat on the Nakuda. What's tzaka there's shir Yud Beis Chodesh? It's monazach, where does it come to the shir of Yud Beis Chodesh? So we might see shir in the Gemara later on, that in the sugya there by Sofik Treifa, that it's only... It says that they made some surgery. They had a hole and they put something like a straw into by the neck to keep it going. And then it says that it lives through the winter. When it comes to summer, it's going to be too hot and then it's going to die. Or if I care, the shir Yud Beis Chodesh means that it's going to go through. It can't go through a whole year. Sometimes whatever type of market has, the heat is okay for it, but the cold is the problem. So if I care, the cold is okay and the heat is the problem. When you get to Yud Beis Chodesh, so it's gone through a whole year, so now for sure it's gotten to the day that's going to cause its misa. Really, right now it should die. It just could be that it's Azam Makor, that in the winter it's okay. So when it comes to the summer, then it's going to die. The Nikuda of the Treif Ein Achaya means that really it has a Makam and Misa right now. You can make a certain Mahalach to keep it alive, but when it gets to Oysa Ayoyim, that's not going to cause its Misa, then it's going to be Mesa Miyat. So Nela, when the Mishnah says Kol Shein Kamoy Chaya Treifa, means the gedder of a Treifa means that in Kamoy Chaya it doesn't deserve to live. It's not going to live. Could be that grata right now for the weather conditions, whatever it is, that's why it lived. Ma'adam or Treifa Chaya Nishtasei. The Treifa Chaya could live, go through a whole year, and it's still going to be alive. So that means that it doesn't have right now a Makas Misa Miyat. That's not what it has. It has a Maka that's going to eventually cause it to Misa. That's the lashon of Tesis. Means it has something that has a machla right now that's eventually going to cause that misa, but it's not something that is a misa miyat. That's the chora we see from this. That's the chora issue of Kegus Kashets. But the chora brings simuchim that ikar nekuda of the mandam treifa ein achaya means that it has the makas misa miyat. There's one really thing we want to talk about is the ikar inyan and treifa ein achaya. Treifa ein achaya. So what's an afkamina treifa achaya? Treifa ein achaya. So we're in the Gemara. Afkamina by Sofik Treifa. Sofik Treifa that if we don't have a tarfus or not, so if it lives Yud Beis Chodesh. So Ma Amar Treifa Chaya, so it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya that it's not a Treifa. Ma Amar Treifa in a Chaya, then it's a Raya because it can't live Yud Beis Chodesh. So the fact that it lived, Vais Tais, that wasn't a Treifa. So that's the afkamina that's brought down in the Gemara. So Vais Kedua, saw the Chuvas Rashva, and the Rashva and Chuvas Ariches, they asked the Rashva about Yaseres, that it was not that it's lived more than a year. Because I'll say that the Yasser cannot do me, so it's a treifa. So Rashi is very unhappy. Rashi versus Makhish the Edim, Ede Shekarim. Better to say they're Ede Sheker than to Makhish the Rechazal, Filu Kimloy Nima. Kimloy Nima must be that it's Sheker. It says, Achrik Echoy Sakoil, says, even if Evu will be the Kabbal the Reedus, the Taka Zay, the Rashi, we could say that by Notul in the Chami, Notul is a Nechaya. But Yasser Kinotul doesn't mean that it's a Nechaya. It's not going to live, but it has a din of a notul. The amount of notul is din misa, then what? Then yes. And the Rashi goes weiter to say that even can say chisorin is as a that every chisorin only something that is notul when it actually got taken away. But if it's a chisorin, then on that you don't have the hachra of chazal of treif in a chay. This is the Rashi. The Achronim go weiter. Al pi derech Rashi, the Pimigoyim and others raise the chiddush that any tarpus mitchilas briyosay. That say that it's not a raya that ain't a chaya. Just like the Rashi says about chaser, can say any tarpus that mitchilas briyosay. Only when it has a makkah, a netila, a drisa, then only there we say that's the seventh shakabonim. That's the malach of the Rashi. The Yamsha Shlomi says a different mahalach to answer this kasha. Shlomi says that Nechanami, there's Echem Be'elef of a treifa that's going to live. But we have a subic treifa and live due to Beit Chodesh, so we could, we have a, how are we going to touch this up? Do we say that vice dice, that it's Echem Be'elef? Or do we say that it's a raya, that it's not a treifa? It's more bizarre, says Yamsha Shlomi, to be Tayla, the fact that it's not a treifa, than to take on that it's Echem Be'elef. Akabon, that's there's drachim behind you. Kabbalah, Dover says this Indian is Muskim to call a Paiskim to Ashar. There is the most recent Mar Deshmeitz is the Chazanish that even if we have a treifa that Chazal say clear that it's a treifa, then even if it's living your Beis Chodesh, then it doesn't matter about it. What to do with the Metzias? Basically, Shady Shekerim or the Metzias, or it's the Echem Elif of the Amshar Shlema. Well, there's some we have to find this Metzias is a Kasha, but the Din of is Azay. And the din that was nikveh, Chazal said that it's a treifa. That is true. The Chazanish is that it was whatever was a treifa in the Alpayim Torah. That's when Chazal of the Koich to be kaveh din Torah. So that's nikveh as a treifa l'deiris. And even if right now it's not a treifa, it doesn't matter. That's a din treifa. Chazanish turns this up in the Rambam. Rambam says then of Perek Yud. So the Rambam ain't lohis about treifa she'elu klal. If anything that's not mentioned, it's Efshe Shetichya. If you know the Lord, there are a few that ain't Soifa Lichis. So Rambam says, because it's Efshe Shetichya. Chain Eilu Shemonu Vomru Shein Trefa, Abbi Shehira Bedachi Rafua Shabiadenu, Shemixos and Einem Mason, Efshe Tichimian, Ein Lachal Mashemon Chachom, and Shinra Piatera Shiyuruch. Chazanish reads up Shad and Rambam, and the Rambam is telling you that Taket's going to live. It could be that it'll live right now. But we don't care. Ein Lachal Mashemon Chachom, and Piatera Shiyurucha, they are a Kaveya, what's a Trefa by us. The Mashmoish, the Rambam is Nishta, the Rambam in the Halacha by things that Chazal did not mention, that are not part of the Shizun Trefis, says the Rambam that even if now we know that it's going to die, it doesn't matter. Efter Shetichya, the Yulnoid Lanim Bidar Ravua Shein Soifa Lichis. Even though the Reifim say that it's not going to die, we say Efter Shetichya. And here's the Rambam. So Mashmoish, it means that also the next Halacha, that we say, even if it's living, we say, it's not supposed to live. It's living, Akasha, but it's not supposed to live. Chazanish is saying something else. That no, now it's Taka supposed to live. Taka supposed to live. But what was then? Shmoy the Rambam is something else, but it's Taka Shver. Hari Yalmai says it's living. So what do we do? It's also, the Rambam in Hilchos Reiteach, the Rambam says that you kill, a person kills someone who's a treifa. So Rambam told him what the reifa or kaveya, what a treifa is. So then the Rambam definitely holds that it's telling the Matthias right now. So my Mishnah of this halach. So there's another problem here with this whole Indian, two big shailas on all these drachim. The fact the Yam Shomim is not as sure, but definitely for the Rash, but the Rambam, that say that even if there's a Metzias of a Treif that's living, we know that's living, but he's still Osir. The Lameisa, Treif is Osir, even though it's living. More in Daf Nun Ches, was Machlekes, Shabbos of Yeshua, whether, what's the name of a Vlad Treif? The Ema that was Muberet, and then it was Nitrifa, is the Vlad Osir. Blessed holds that it's Osir, Uber Yerachimai. Shu holds that it's Mutter, no, you don't say Uber Lav Yerachimai. You should ask that kind of serious. When we say Uber Yerachimai, when we say Uber Lav Yerachimai, Maisa the halach is Bechol Makim that Kaimelon Uber Yerachimai. But the Gabi Treifa is Kaimelon like Rabbi Yeshua that the Var is Mutter. It's only Asher the Gabi Mizbeach, but it's Mutter Lahedit. Uber Yerachimai. Says Tosfos in Kama Rishonim that Treifa is different. Uber Yerachimai, it's a Shaila Klolis. You have to know how to apply it to each case. The Gabi Tarfus be built. Tarfus is totally in the Chisar and Chius. That's only the Gabi, the mother. The mother had the Makas Tarfus in the mother, so she's not going to live. But the Vada is going to live. So it does, here, the Gabi Tarfus, Kaimelon Uber Lav Yerachim. Reb Lezer said it's far to Uber Yerachim. But about Tarfus is totally in Misa. Here, there's no Misa, so Mela Uber Lav Yerachim. That's the Rishay. That's what he passed on Loch Lamaisa. Shail is, so Bishlama, 2,000 years ago, when all the Trefus died, so Nechram, I hear. So Arkama, that the Tarfus is not totally in Misa. If you have a treifa that's not dying, so it's like a mutter. That's it. A treifa is on something that dies. So the vlad, if her words, the vlad is like a treifa that's alive. So it's like a mutter. But now things are different. Says the Rashi, what's the name of a vlad? Let's see that from the Rashi, even the Zman Gemara. What's the name of a vlad of the Aseres? The Aseres is going to live. Marbe kachol yomim, says the Rashi. So and it's still a treifa. So what's the name of a vlad? Vlad is mutter. Why is the vlad mutter? Only because Tarfus is totally in Misa. But here, a Yaseres or a Choser, it's this Tarfus is not totally in Misa. So Mela the Vlad should be Yaser.
Tarfus is the law, doesn't talk to the Vlad ever. Tarfus because in Chazal's time, the times of love didn't, the mother didn't.
Rashi is not saying that Yaseris changed. Rashi is saying even in times of Chazal, Yaseris is Azay. What's the name of Vlad of Yaseris?
He says it's Kinopal, that's the din. So Kinopal, the mother would die, the Vlad wouldn't die.
Rashi, yeah. I should remember what I remember. Yeah. The Rashi is not good as far, which we have to say. That Tarfus means a Makas Misa. That's the Akdar of Tarfus. The Rashi say this, he said it, even man number three for Enochai. But tarfus means a makas misa. Yes, God, it's not going to die right now. We'll live 2 to 3 years. Actually, the vlad has no maka in the vlad. So mela, it's not going to answer. So tarfus doesn't mean the actual the cure of misa before you. That's not what tarfus is. Tarfus means it has a makas tarfus. What's a makas tarfus? A tarfus is a maka which is going to cause misa. That's tarfus. Any behemoth that has a zamaka, so that's called it has an amaka tarfus. So the mother has an amaka tarfus. It grata, it's the way that it's chakabi the mother. It's not going to take away her chiyus because it's a yes or whatever. It's not going to take away the chiyus of the mother. But don't say it's a maka amenis. That's the daughter of the maka is a maka amenis. So the vat, the whole inyan of the maka. So the mother has an amakas notu. That's called the maka amenis. The vlad has no maka b'chol. The whole inyan, I mean, the Rishonim aren't saying that uber yerech imoy, but for the vlad is living, so therefore he's mutter. Saying that l'gabi tarfus kaimel uber lav yerech imoy. The whole inyan of tarfus is an inyan of chisar and chiyus of the behema. So l'gabi that there's no shaykhus of the vlad. And even on a behema that grada is not megareya the chiyus, but it's azam mako which is megareya the chiyus. So I mean, treva identity is not totally in whether it's going to live or not. Treva is an isra toira. Totally, it's an Isha Torah that the Torah said, these are the makas that are called tarfus, and this ashes and hema. What's the gedder of those makas? It's a zam maka, which is megareh, which takes away the chiz. So once the mother has a zam maka, that maka b'chal, not shaykh to the vlad. You see that b'chor in that sugi minei ubei, warned the Gemara that even for your belezer, that uber yerechimot, warned the Gemara that it's only if it's nisabra v'chakach nitrifa. But if it's nitrifa v'chakach nisabra, then not. Right. If uber yerech imoy, so maishna bishlam legabi l'mashal revei v'nirva. So if behema is behema muberes is revei v'nirva to negeach. So then also the vlad was mishtatef in the maisa. But mashengin, if it was the behema did it, the mother did it when she was a reikonis, the v'shuv nisabra. So then the vlad is not shaykh to the negichar to the revei. But tarfus, so the mother is a treifa. It's not a maisa that the mother is a treifa. So the maisa, the mother is a treifa. Mele the Rebbe holds over Yerachim. So Mele the Vlad should also be a treifa. Why is the Vlad kosher? Says that it's Avnei Nezer and Vachonon that vices from this Gemara that tarfus isn't that it has a chistorin that's going to cause a misa. Tarfus is a makas misa. It has it's a maisa iser. Just like Revia and Negicha is a maisa which ashers the behema. So becoming a treifa is what ashers the behema. If it's born as a treifa, so it was born with a zamaka. But the maisa hamatrif. That's the mitzvah which ashers the behemah. So only if the it's first muberes and then it becomes a treifa, then we can say that it's asr. So it's clear that the isra of tarfus is not because it's lemaitzah hoylei chlamus. That's not what it is. It's an isra toira. So an isra toira has to be chal aydei maisa isra, maisa that's koveya. This is a treifa. So maybe let's talk totally in yana maisa. See, and I think the whole sheet of Rebbe Lezer, the Shem is saying, Shatner of Yeshua, Uber Yerachimoy. Uber Yerachimoy is not Sheikh Gabi Tarfus. And what's after Rebbe Lezer? That's all that is Sheikh. I, the Vlad is Chai. Tarfus, the Sevish of Dover, Vlad is an Isra Torah. Vlad is an Isra that the Torah is Kaveya, that this is Maisa that Asrus. Blazer holds that Kiyech that Asrus, the mother, also Asrus the Vlad. You know, the Vlad doesn't have it in Misa. And the Yeshua says, no, because the whole Indian, the Indian of Amakas Tarfus is to Migare the Chius, that Bechlaz not Shaykh to the Vlad. But that's what a makas tarfus is. We don't care whether it's lemaitz megareh the chiyus of the mother. Thus says that's what a makas tarfus is. Lemaitz, even though we pass on Rabbi Yeshua that uber is mutter, but legavi mizbeach it's usher. Mizbeach came on that attack usher. Hey, what's Israel? What's this of the Shitas Rashi? Shitas Rashi in Tamura is that the even madomer vlad treifa mutter. It's only legavi hedyut not legavi mizbeach. That means that even if you're Yeshua, there's that inyan that there's a makas mitzah on the mother, so makas tarfus on the mother, and that answers the vlad. Just choymer mizbeach that it's Mizbech is enough that it was a Yerechimoy of someone that got a Makasar. So, Gabi Hedjit, is it a direct Israel? Gabi, then, yes, something Machalik, exactly the difference between Hedjit and Gavoya. But that means that even the fear of Yeshua, it's not a direct Israel. That's, I think, the Iker Chalik. And just one more thing to take a step by, which is.
Born with a Nekev, so where's the Maisa
on Makas? It was born with a Zamak when what? Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You don't need a Maisa Jusa, like actual. It got a Nekev. Whatever. That Maisa that caused that, it was Choyli, and then it caused a Nekev, and then in the or wherever, that itself is called the Maisa Matris. Another place where you say it is, here's a little bit more sure. It's more in the Flamin Zain. The more clear is what's in the Misu Kenneth. Dema is Oymed about to die, but it doesn't have a tarfus. It's not one of the tarfus. Maisa Mitzukenes is mutter. It's only trefi, which is mechzer Hashem in Gemara. Only there is there an iser. There's a chisar and something different about the guf. Hashem in a Dema is very sick and old, so it has no. It's not called a mechzer. It doesn't have a makas tarfus, so it doesn't ask. That's the maskana. Gemara brings a raya that it's a mutter, that a Mitzukenes is mutter. What's the raya? Because Haray. If the Torah were asher misukenes, hashto treifa de mechzera is asher misukenes lo kol shekein. I mean, why did the Torah only asher treifa? The Torah should asher misukenes. The Torah asher treifa, but he says the old iser is only when it has taka, one of the yuches treifas. Then there's something which is chisaron, which misukenes, which doesn't have that, so there's no iser. It's shading gemara. So I have a good yeshuv. You know why you need the pasuk of misukenes? Because treifa is also even by yeser kenot. There, if Torah would ask for Misukenes, because it's Toilich Lomos, I would be able to know Minasvara that also Yeser is Osir. I wouldn't know. Yeser is going to live. If the Torah asks for Misukenes, it's on his deathbed. Yeser says that Asher is Mimarbek Achol Yomi. So I could learn out the Isra of Yeser. I could learn that out from the Isra of Misukenes. There's no Shaykhs B'chlal. Grace to Shaila and the Rashba. So you have to say this word. Here it's a bigger Chiddush. That about if the answer misukenes means the cure of misa, that's what the Torah would answer. That anything which has in it a makas misa, it also has yene iser. Even the mice is not going to die. The iser misukenes isn't because it's going to die before you. If misukenes would be yasser, it's because it's a choyle chlomus. It has in it a choyle hamevi l'day misa, not a chisor hamevi l'day misa, but a choyle hamevi l'day misa. That's also enough to be magdur asay. So if a yasser has in it has azoyvian notu. So that's a kol shekein, then it should be yasser. Yasser has in it a choyli aminis. What's it choyli? Because it's a notu. Granted, it has a way to live because there's no actual natila b'foil. So that is my non-negarei of the chiyus. But in reality, it has in it a choyli aminis, so we're able to learn yana yasser from the misukenes. We have to say lefi the Rashi. Actually, going back to the Rambam here, we start with the Rambam, Shere Rambam. Rambam says that in sounds like the Rambam that the reason is that it's not going to die. So first, the Matzis is that it's living, and number two, the Rambam by Reitzeich, the Rambam says that it's totally what the Reitzim say, not totally whether it's going to die or not. So again, if the Rambam is asking the Rashba's kasha, then this is what he answered. Right? The Rashba had very shver. Right? We see that the treifas are living. So what's the pshat? So unless you learn the Rambam like the Chazon Ish, and Rami, treifas now are living, but we don't care. Chazal told us on the Apayim Torah what the din is, and v'leishtanet. If that's the Chazon Rambam, could be the Rambam. I kind of was bothered by this nakuda, that Rambam, the whole Rambam is really the one who's the shells of Ek. That the whole Isser of Tarfus is totally in the Neit Lomus. Rambam in Mecholas Asur, so also here to be in the Fechol Shchita, that the Torah is talking about the Damish Nitrifa, and it's Chodech Lomus, and it's Mechalaj, and Treif, and Avela. That's Arichas in the Rambam. Treif, Tarfus means something that is Noita Lomus. That's the Akdara of a Treif. So in fact, the Rambam, so how can that be? How could it be that we see nowadays that Treifas are living, not in how we explain the Metzias, but the Hagdara of a Treifa is that it has a Maka Aminis. So if a Treif is living, then it's felt that the Akdara of a Treifa. Not that it's makhish what Chazal said that it can't live. No, at least just the guy had a niece. He was living up in a niece. He wasn't bothered by the Matzis. Bothered by the seer in the Hagdor of a Treifa. Nowadays, we see that Chazal, the Hagdor that Chazal gave for Treifas is nishtazik, because the mice of Treifas are living. Says the Rambam, Eilu Chalamash Omer Chachamim. What he means, Ken Zayin, is that Chazal Rukhevea, that this is a makhanes, it's a makhanes. Maybe it's Nishtanu Ativim that now Behemoth can live with this Makan Nemes. It's a different climate. Something's changed that the Behemoth is magically living with this Makan Nemes. But it's still called the Makan Nemes, just like by things that are dying nowadays. Says the Rambam, it's not going to be called the Tarfus, because it's not called the Chazal didn't were marked with that as the Makan that's maybe the Nisa. Who didn't think that are living? It has a Makan maybe the Nisa. For whatever reason, it's living. A good Takasha. Rambam didn't get anything into Yen Akasha. I'm just saying it's not a steer to what Chazal said. Chazal told that it's a Makan Nemes. So it's a Makamenis. Well, it was a time for time. That's a horrible, I'd say, Shabshad. What time is it?
10:15.
What? 10:15. Okay, fine. So I try to say also the delivery. I got it right, three different places. I know it's past time. So I mean, Mamash Bekatzer. It's also had to go to last week's Parsha because I think this Parsha is going to take a little bit longer. So it's my Gvaldik Vort that it was a Sayer too. Don't tell me if you've masked him or not. Famous Medrash in Parsha's Nosai that all the Nesiim, or it says all the Nesiim, Karbonos Nesiim 12 times. Each one was makriv with different kavanas, so they write it for each one. So you look in there, Medrash explains the mashal, the carbon of the Sano ben Tzur, from Shevet Yisachar, Hikir Val Shema Torah. We'll take your Val Shema Torah. Shleishu Mimea Mishkala. Shleishu, we're heading at 130, because there are 24 Svarim of Tanakh, and 80 Mesechtes of Mishnais, and 26 Doiris from Briyas Olam to Maimon Har Sinai, that's 130. Mizrak Echad Kesef, where's Mizrak? Because Mizrak, Shehidim Pasuk Mizrak Yayin, Torah is Nimshal Ola Yayin, so that's how you get to Torah. It goes, Medrash goes right. So, I don't know if you agree to what I said right now, but if I would have came and said the Drosh of the Tzahal Ben Tzur, you probably would have thrown tomatoes at me. Yeah, it's Mamish Geferlich. And I'm saying, that's Taka 130. You can find a better Remes for Torah than 130 in this. So, it's Kenzayim Shat, Chesish. Kenzayim Shat is that a person that's, people see the world based on their perspective. That's how it sees the world. Most people see the world, how much money can I make? Everything, any news that goes on in the world, I'm going to make money, I'm going to lose money. Everyone has the way they see the world. Tzad HaMetzur was M'shevet Yisachar, he saw things as Shema Torah. But everything was Torah. Everything was, how much Torah can I get out of this? That was, so see the number 130. Push it automatically. 130? Oh, I see 130 in the Torah. Mizrak. Where did I see Mizrak in the Torah? Everything was Hashem HaTorah. If this person is living Hashem HaTorah, everything he sees is, where is the Torah in this? He sees more and more Torah. You see things Hashem HaTorah.
So you're
worried.
Forget about you. You're worried.
What?
He's not a third.